Subsection F, June 2004, Board Curriculum Committee Meeting. Near the end of the school year in June 2004, the Board Curriculum Committee met with the teachers to discuss a list of Buckingham's concerns about the textbook biology. All of Buckingham's concerns related to the theory of evolution and included such objections as the reference to a species of finch known as Darwin's finch, simply because it referred to Darwin, and his viewpoint that the textbook did not give balanced presentation, by which he meant that it did not include the theory of creationism with God as the creator of all life. A large part of the meeting addressed Buckingham's concern that the teachers were teaching what he referred to as origins of life, apparently including the origin of species and common ancestry. Jen Miller reiterated that the teachers did not address origins of life, only origin of species. Also at the meeting, Baxa provided those in attendance with several documents, including a survey of biology books used in private religious schools in York County, a product profile of a biology textbook used at Bob Jones University, and a document entitled Beyond the Evolution versus Creation Debate. The second page of the Beyond the Evolution versus Creation Debate document reads, Views on the Origin of the Universe and Life. And it explains the difference between young earth creationism, creation science, progressive creationism, old earth creation, evolutionary creation, theistic creation, theistic evolution, and dysteleological evolution, atheistic evolution. Interestingly and notably, the example provided under the progressive creation old earth creation, is that of the intelligent design movement, Philip Johnson, Michael Behe. Accordingly, as accurately submitted by plaintiffs, we find that the Board Curriculum Committee knew as early as June 2004 that ID was widely considered by numerous observers to be a form of creationism. We do not find it coincidental that based upon the previously recited statements in history, some form of creationism was precisely what the committee wanted to inject into Dover's science classrooms. Moreover, at the meeting, although the teachers had already watched the video Icons of Evolution from the Discovery Institute at Buckingham's insistence, they agreed to review it again and consider using in any class any portions that aligned with their curriculum. Although Baxa believed that the teachers had already determined that there were no parts in that video that would be appropriate for use in class, the teachers capitulated in order to secure Buckingham's approval to purchase the much-needed biology textbook. In the midst of this panoply, there arose the astonishing story of an evolution mural that was taken from a classroom and destroyed in 2002 by Larry Reeser, the head of buildings and grounds for the DASD. At the June 2004 meeting, Spahr asked Buckingham where he had received a picture of the evolution mural that had been torn down and incinerated. Jen Miller testified that Buckingham responded, I gleefully watched it burn. Buckingham disliked the mural because he thought it advocated the theory of evolution, particularly common ancestry. Burning the evolutionary mural apparently was insufficient for Buckingham, however. Instead, he demanded that the teachers agree that there would never again be a mural depicting evolution in any of the classrooms, and in exchange, Buckingham would agree to support the purchase of the biology textbook needed by the students. Finally, Box's testimony revealed that there was some mention of the words intelligent design at the meeting, but he cannot recall who raised the subject. In fact, to the best of his knowledge at the time, ID amounted to nothing more than two words replacing one word, creationism, used by Buckingham at a board meeting earlier that month. Box's testimony supports plaintiff's argument that at a point in June 2004, creationism began to morph into ID in the minds of the board's thought leaders. Subsection G, July 2004, Buckingham contacted Richard Thompson and learned about pandas. At some point before late July 2004, Buckingham contacted the Thomas More Law Center, TMLC, for the purpose of seeking legal advice and spoke with Richard Thompson, president and chief counsel for the TMLC. The TMLC proposed to represent the board, and Buckingham accepted the offer on the board's behalf. Buckingham and the board first learned of the creationist textbook, Pandas, from from Richard Thompson at some point before late July 2004. Subsection H, July 2004, the new edition of biology textbook discovered. In July 2004, after the teachers discovered that there was a 2004 edition of the textbook Biology available, the board agreed to defer consideration of purchasing a new textbook at its July 12, 2004 meeting until it could review the 2004 edition. In July 2004, Spahr, Miller, and Boxa met to review the 2004 edition and compare the sections on evolution with those found in the 2002 edition. They then created a document delineating the differences. Subsection I, August 2004, Buckingham and other board members tried to prevent purchase of standard biology textbook. On August 2, 2004, the board met, and one of the agenda items was the approval of the 2004 edition of Biology. A few days prior to this meeting, Casey Brown received a telephone call from Boxa, who told her that Buckingham recommended the district purchase Pandas as a supplemental textbook. Jeff Brown then went to Harkins's home to pick up a copy of Pandas, at which point she told him that she wanted the school district to purchase the book. Subsequently, at the August 2, 2004 meeting, Buckingham opposed the purchase of Biology, which was recommended by the faculty and administration, unless the board also approved the purchase of Pandas as a companion text. Only 8 members of the board were present on August 2, 2004, and the initial vote to approve the purchase of Pandas failed on a 4-4 vote, with Buckingham, Harkins, Giese, and Yingling voting for it. After Buckingham stated that he had 5 votes in favor of purchasing Pandas, and if the board approved the purchase of Pandas, he would release his votes to also approve the purchase of Biology, Yingling changed her vote and the motion to approve the purchase of Biology passed. At trial, Buckingham testified that at the meeting he specifically said if he didn't get his book, the district would not get the Biology book. Subsection J, August 26, 2004, Solicitor's Warning to Board. On August 26, 2004, Board Solicitor Stephen S. Russell sent an email to Nilsen which indicated he spoke with Richard Thompson of the TMLC, and that they refer to the creationism issue as intelligent design. The email proceeded to explain the following. They, TMLC, have background knowledge and have talked to school boards in West Virginia and Michigan about possible litigation. However, nothing has come about in either state. This suggests to me that no one is adopting the textbook because if they were, one can safely assume there would have been a legal challenge by someone somewhere. I guess my main concern at the moment is that even if the use of the text is purely voluntary, this may still make it a very difficult case to win. I say this because one of the common themes in some of the U.S. Supreme Court decisions, especially dealing with silent meditation, is that even though something is voluntary, it still causes a problem because the practice, wherever it may be, was initiated for religious reasons. One of the best examples comes out of the silent meditation cases in Alabama, which the court struck down because the record showed that the statute in question was enacted for religious reasons. My concern for Dover is that in the last several years, there has been a lot of discussion, newsprint, etc., for putting religion back in the schools. In my mind, this would add weight to a lawsuit seeking to enjoin whatever the practice might be. Nilsen subsequently shared this email with everyone present at the Board Curriculum Committee meeting on August 30, 2004, including Buckingham, Bonsall, and Harkins. Additionally, both Nilsen and Boxa admitted that they knew that the email referred to the news reports of the June 2004 meetings. There is no evidence that the Board heeded even one iota of the solicitor's detailed and prudent warning. We also find the email to be persuasive additional evidence that the Board knew that ID is considered a form of creationism. Subsection K, August 30, 2004, Board Curriculum Committee forced Pandas on the teachers as reference text. On August 30, 2004, the Board Curriculum Committee met with Spahr, Miller, Nielsen, Boxa, Bonsall, Buckingham, Harkins, and Casey Brown, with the principal subject of discussion being Pandas and how it would be used in the classroom. Although Spahr expressed concern that the textbook taught ID, which he equated with creationism, Buckingham wanted Pandas to be used in the classroom as a comparison text side by side with the standard biology textbook. Despite the fact that the teachers strongly opposed using Pandas as a companion text, they agreed that Pandas could be placed in the classroom as a reference text as a compromise with the board. Boxa testified that no one could construe the teachers as having supported Pandas in any way, reference text or otherwise, which is evidenced by Jen Miller's statement that if the teachers compromised with the board, maybe this will go away again. It is patently evident that by this point, the teachers were both weary from the extended contention concerning the teaching of evolution and wary of retribution in the event they persisted in opposing Buckingham and his cohorts on the board. Boxer testified that during this time period, he researched pandas and ID, which included directing his secretary to go to the webpage for the Institute for Creation Research. The aforementioned webpage states that pandas contains interpretations of classic evidences in harmony with the creation model, and he testified on cross-examination that he was aware of such information when he researched pandas. The fact that Boxer contradicted this testimony on a redirect and stated that he had never read the webpage has an unfortunate and negative impact on his credibility in this case. Subsection L, October 2004, arrangement for donation of 60 copies of pandas. On the October 4, 2004 board meeting agenda indicated that Nielsen had accepted a donation of 60 copies of the text pandas. There is no evidence that Bonsall, Buckingham, or any other individual disclosed the source of the donation until it was finally admitted at trial, despite the fact that Larry Snook, a former board member, inquired as to the source of the donation at a November 2004 board meeting. The testimony at trial stunningly revealed that Buckingham and Bonsall tried to hide the source of the donations because it showed, at the very least, the extraordinary measures taken to ensure that students received a creationist alternative to Darwin's theory of evolution. To illustrate, we note that at the January 3, 2005 depositions taken pursuant to an order of this court, so plaintiffs could decide whether to seek a temporary restraining order, upon repeated questioning by plaintiffs' counsel on this point, neither Buckingham nor Bonsall provided any information about Buckingham's involvement in the donation or about a collection he took at his church. Buckingham actually made a plea for donations to purchase pandas at his church, the Harmony Grove Community Church, on a Sunday before services, and a total of $850 was collected as a result. As proof of such donation amount, plaintiffs introduced into evidence a check in the amount of $850 endorsed to Donald Bonsall, Alan Bonsall's father, drawn on Buckingham's account jointly held with his wife, with the notation of pandas and people appearing on the check. Alan Bonsall gave the money to his father, who purchased the books. When Spar received the shipment of books and began to unpack them, she discovered a catalog from a company that sold the books listing pandas under creation science. When we were moved to question Bonsall regarding this sequence of events at trial, he testified that his father served as the conduit for the funds from Buckingham's church because he agreed to. He said that he would take it, I guess, off the table or whatever because of seeing what was going on and with Mrs. Callahan complaining at the board meetings not using funds or whatever. As we will discuss in more detail below, the inescapable truth is that both Bonsall and Buckingham lied at their January 3, 2005 depositions about their knowledge of the source of the donation for pandas, which likely contributed to the plaintiff's election not to seek a temporary restraining order at that time based upon a conflicting and incomplete factual record. This mendacity was a clear and deliberate attempt to hide the source of the donations by the board president and the chair of the curriculum committee to further ensure that Dover students received a creationist alternative to Darwin's theory of evolution. We are accordingly presented with further compelling evidence that Bonsall and Buckingham sought to conceal the blatantly religious purpose behind the ID policy. Subsection M, October 7, 2004. Board Curriculum Committee drafted curriculum change. In September 2004, acting on instructions of the board, Boxer prepared a change to the biology curriculum which stated, students will be made aware of gaps in Darwin's theory and of other theories of evolution, and contained no reference text. The court has been presented with no evidence that the board asked Boxer to initiate such changes to the biology curriculum to improve science education in the Dover school system, as will be elaborated on below. The Board Curriculum Committee met on October 7, 2004 to discuss changing the biology curriculum without inviting the science teachers. As Casey Brown was absent, the board members present with Boxer were Buckingham, Bonsall, and Harkins, and the meeting involved a discussion of various positions regarding the proposed curriculum change. The Board Curriculum Committee ultimately adopted, within a matter of minutes, Bonsall's alternative, which states, students will be made aware of gaps, problems in Darwin's theory and of other theories of evolution, including but not limited to intelligent design. The Board Curriculum Committee's proposed change also called for PANDAS to be cited as a reference text. The curriculum change proposed by the Board Curriculum Committee and the change proposed by the administration and accepted by the science faculty were circulated to the full board by memoranda dated October 13, 2004.